Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
You got so much out of Marchand earlier in this series. Do you need more out of both him and Pastrnak in for Game 7?
Your best players need to be your best players this time of year. I think the effort is tremendous. They need to come through with some big-time plays and big-time moments. I think Marchand has done that in the series. Boston needs to step up.
Right-wing corner. Pastrnak is there!
A huge moment, obviously, a lot of excitement, you could say a little relief as well. You know, it was tight checking game, so it was nice to get it, you know, and obviously the happiness from the group and sticking together the whole series was unbelievable, and couldn't be more proud of ourselves, how we stick together the whole series.
Well. Look at this scrappy little Bruins team advancing to round two of the NHL playoffs. They do what some of us expected them to do. Advance past a bigger choker on the other side in the Toronto Maple Leafs, and they are back to hopefully exact revenge on the Florida Panthers here in round two. We'll be talking about all of it today on Jones and Mego with Arkin on WEEI. Big day on the show. We'll tell you why coming up in a little bit. But let's start with this. I'm not that surprised, Mego. I had faith in the Bruins, as did you.
Yes, I did. Look, I was nervous it was going to go to seven games. But once they got there, everything worked out the way it always does. And everyone thought I was being super arrogant.
Yep.
Oh, you're so like a Yankees fan back in 2004.
Yep.
Whatever. What happened? Who was right? We were right, Jones.
We were right.
We were right.
Yeah.
And there was a dark rain cloud that hung over the studio all Friday. And what does he have to say for himself?
Yeah, now, Arkin, you were already on yesterday, you were telling me, right?
I was, yes.
So were people yelling at you about how wrong you were and
no.
How you were picking the Leafs and everything?
Not really. And the reason why is because I thought the Leafs, with Joseph Wall in net,
would have beat the Bruins. Oh, come on, don't do this.
And they did
don't
not.
Do this.
And they did
wall
not.
That
don't
was,
do
that
this.
That was the team I was talking about. I was talking about a team with Wall
Joseph
in net.
Wall
was not in net. Samsonov was
Tim
in net.
Was Tim Thomas?
He was very good. He was very, very good. Bruins didn't beat him.
Why are you talking like Trump?
Many people are saying the wall, we got to build the wall. Joseph Wall.
Sit the wall.
But no, I mean, listen, the Bruins.
That, big, beautiful wall.
Let's not act like that game wasn't agonizing, first of all. That was
okay.
That game was very hard to get through.
Fine.
But the Bruins ended up coming away with the win.
And the Leafs
good.
Choked.
And the Leafs choked.
Mitch Marner's standing there. Like you've seen the old Ovechkin gif or whatever, where like it looks like the controller got unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to Marner. Marner's just standing there while David Pastrnak is skating circles around him. Hampus Lindholm with a beautiful pass up the boards. He takes the rebound. He beats Samsonov.
and the Bruins are through to the next round. Like, that's what the Leafs do.
Bruins tried to give it away, though, at the end of regulation.
Trust me.
You cannot deny that.
I was just going to say.
I mean, my God.
Arcan, it's what the Bruins tried to do.
They tried so hard.
It's what the Bruins tried to do and probably would have done against every single other team. But fortunately, it was the Leafs on the other side. And now it's a team that I don't think they're going to be able to have their way with in quite the same fashion. But we should respond to David Pastrnak. And you guys can jump in, 617-779-7937. Before we get to our big question of the day, focused in on the Bruins and the Panthers, next round, game one tonight in Florida. Still trying
it's
to figure
quick.
Out trying to figure out the lineup for that one. It sounds like it will be Swayman, FYI, and it should be. But we wanted Pastrnak to respond. Jim Montgomery wanted Pastrnak to respond, and he did.
He made it super dramatic. He waited long enough. Waited, and then decided to basically do a backdoor cut, except right in somebody's face. Like, okay, I'm just going to go for it now. It's like, where's this guy been the last several games? But, you know, I don't want to criticize him because he showed up when they really needed him. And I'll just say, like, looking at the Florida series, for them to have any chance, you need a lot more from Pastrnak. And I'll just jump to it. Like, that's our big question today about what is the biggest factor for this Bruins team. For me, it's Pastrnak. Who is Pastrnak going to be going forward? Is he going to be the guy with the big contract who has more points in the regular season, more goals than anybody else on the ice by far? Or is he going to be the guy that just disappears in the playoffs? That just disappears, that it becomes less of a factor, has some weird injury from celebrations or something like that? Some excuse that comes out after the fact or they hint at throughout. Like, I'm done with that. He needs to graduate, to quote Jaylen Brown. For them to have a chance, look at what happened with the last series. Swayman was fantastic every single game. Like, he was great. He was nails. And your offense could not show up. And Pastrnak should be the driver of your offense.
Okay, so we can get to the big question, and it's up now at Jones and Mega. What is the biggest factor for the Bruins against the Panthers? The goalie decision, David Pastrnak, Brad Marchand, or getting revenge on this Panthers team? Really the collapse hanging over their head from last year. Did they get better from it? Do they need to exercise that demon? Again, you can vote there. You can weigh in on the phones. But I want to stick with Pastrnak for a second. The numbers in Game 7s are pretty good. That's his fourth goal in a Game 7. Now, he's only .500 now in those Game 7s. He's 3-3. All of the wins are against the Leafs, which is, again, classic this Bruins team against that Maple Leafs team. It was significant who they were going against and who they were playing. Every other single team in the NHL, I probably would have picked the other team when the Bruins lost Games 5 and 6. I wasn't going to do that with Toronto on the other side. I've seen that story. But Pastrnak now has a decent big game track record going on when it comes to some of these Game 7s, and I don't think we should dismiss that. And I think it's important that he stepped up in that game and he got the winner. You want to say he was invisible for most of it? Fine. I don't know what he finished with, 4 or 5 shots on goal, something like that. Didn't feel like he was dominating the game by any means, and it took him until overtime to get on the scoreboard. But that's also a massive goal, and you hope they ride that momentum going forward.
Yeah, you definitely do, and he's my guy too. He was what I voted in the poll as well, because I think that this team's going to go as far as he takes them. Jeremy Swayman was great in that first round. He was his best goalie, best player maybe in the NHL in that first round of playoff hockey, and they still went 7 games with the Toronto Maple Leafs, who didn't play some spectacular series. They weren't buzzing around there, flying around, but lighting up the scoreboard. It was a lot of very close 2-1 games, things like that. And that's because David Pastrnak didn't show up, really until the very, very end. And listen, it was timely, and he may have that clutch gene that you look for, but we're also talking about the guy with Game 7 plays that you remember has also been the best player on this team that chokes every year. So, I mean, you know, it's also, you have to take into account the whole thing. He's been part of this, just like Marchand's been part of it, just like Bergeron was part of it, and Krejci and Tuukka and everybody else. Pastrnak was along for those rides, too. So, it really is about him leveling up and going to that next level, and he should be there. It shouldn't be a team trying to help out their goalie who's playing well. Like, they should be rallying around him. He should be the one that they're looking to. He should be the one that's setting the tone, and when you have goalie play like that, to have your top scorer disappear is really disappointing. They're lucky to have gone on to the next round. He needs to show up.
Okay, so these guys both say Pastrnak. You can vote at Jones and Mego. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. What's the biggest factor for the Bruins against the Panthers? I think it's the goalie decision, and here's why. It should be easy. Are they going to screw it up? It sounds like it's Swayman tonight in Game 1. We all listened to him down the hall on McAfee earlier today. Ullmark was the last one off at morning skate. He was going off with all the other perceived healthy scratches. So it looks like it's going to be Swayman tonight. Is he going to keep the net? He should keep the net. And here's why I'm concerned about it. I've seen these numbers flying around. Linus Ullmark this year against Florida, regular season numbers, 3-0. Swayman beat Florida in his only matchup against them as well. But 3-0, he allowed a 162 goals against, 947 save percentage. And Swayman got, he gave up 3 goals in the one game he was out there. The Bruins won 4-3. Two of Ullmark's wins were in overtime, regular season games. Fine. They need to get that right. And I've said consistently, I don't want to go back to Ullmark. Swayman was not great in Game 7 last year, at least on the raw numbers. But Ullmark got benched. Ullmark was horrendous against Florida last year. 334 goals against, 896 save percentage. He lost 3 games against Florida. He lost the job. Like, he lost the job the postseason before. When I say the goalie decision, the only decision to make is sticking with Swayman. I don't really see what the debate is or why they would go away from it. And I don't see why 3 random regular season games would outweigh what we saw in the postseason last year. What we all saw in the postseason last year, coupled with what Swayman just did in this first round, which was Tim Thomas-esque. I'm sure you've seen the numbers going around. In a series that's gone at least 6 or 7 games, he had the highest save percentage since Tim Thomas in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Vancouver Canucks. It was that kind of series for Swayman. You can't go away from him. I hope they don't, but there's still a little piece of me that wonders if they will. So that's important. You're not winning if you don't get that type of performance out of Swayman all over again.
It looks like Swayman's going to be in net tonight, that I don't think they're going to try to pull the move of get Ullmark out there first, and then you can go to Swayman, and then you can call it, hey, Swayman needs an extra day of rest because of the quick turnaround from the series. Like, that's a reason that they could have used, and if they wanted support, the numbers are out there to support it from the regular season, the same way that the numbers supported playing Swayman against Toronto because of the way he matched up against them in the regular season. To your point, I think playoff hockey is a totally different matchup. So I don't think that those are as, that they translate as well. But I think that you see Swayman going in net first now. I just don't see how they do any kind of
rotation. Let's play it out. So the Bruins lose game 1.
Because I never saw Swayman having the series that he had against
Let's play it out. The Bruins lose game 1. Do you want to go away from Swayman?
Like? Well,
do you want to go away from Swayman and risk going down 0-2?
I don't.
Me neither.
No.
The Bruins win game 1. Do you want to risk the series being even going back to bottom? Me either. So I don't see how you do the rotation, and yet those numbers are flying around.
I think the rotation could have only made sense in some kind of way that they could explain away by having Ullmark in there and saying it's about rest, which would have been dumb, by the way, because even though Swayman hasn't really done that before long term, he's, 25 years old?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his legs will be fine. You don't need to worry about it.
And he only played half the season. That's the whole reason you keep somebody fresh, isn't it?
Like, thank you.
You have 2 goalies. You alternate all season long to keep one fresh. Now we're at the playoffs and he's fresh and everyone's like, well, he could be fresher. Like, let's give him a day off. He doesn't want a day off. You hear him after these games. What's he saying? Oh, I'm tired? No, he's saying I want to be in the crease. This is my net. I've been waiting for this. And he should. I don't think he's the Conn Smythe favorite right now. Okay, you're right. He's playing better than any player in the league. Not just any goalie, any player. You don't just sit that guy for no reason,
no
I don't think. Exactly, Bill. Exactly. Until he gives you a reason to, or if he tweaks something, or if he goes to Montgomery and says, I'm exhausted and I need a night off, which I don't think he'll do. But that's the only reason you put an Ullmark. And if you have to put an Ullmark, I think those numbers make me feel better about having to have to do that. But you don't do it unless you have to.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not going away from him, but they better make the right decision. I hope they make the right decision. Will they be tempted if they lose tonight? How does it look, as Mego said? Will they be tempted if they win tonight? They go, hey, we're up 1-0 on this team. We have a little bit of wiggle room. Let's roll Ullmark out there and get Swayman ready for game 3. I hope they don't do that. But to me, that's the biggest factor. And you just heard Bill Belichick there, by the way. We will get to the Tom Brady roast last night on Netflix.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll be doing that later on in the program. If you thought it was water under the bridge between Kraft and Bill especially, but really even some of the other particulars up there, no one's over anything. Just FYI, no one's over anything when it comes to that roast, when it comes to relationships with the Patriots. We'll get to that coming up. We'll also talk to Drake Mays, college head coach, Mac Brown. He'll join us at 4:20 on the show. We'll talk about Drake May and his readiness for the NFL. We'll also discuss what he needs to work on. Can he win a Super Bowl in New England? All that stuff. So mark it down. It's on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. And you can hear Mac Brown live with us at 4:20. I will get to your feedback again, 617-779-7937. Here's how we voted. David Pastrnak for these two on the biggest factor against the Florida Panthers. I voted on the goalie decision. You continue to sound off there. Meanwhile, I want to go back through some audio after the game because you heard Jim Montgomery calling out David Pastrnak going into Game 7. He responded. Here's Monty after the game on Pastrnak's performance.
Game 7 overtime win, David Pastrnak. He said, like to see him step up. Certainly stepped up.
Yeah, and I believe that he was going to step up, you know. And I saw a smile on his face this morning. He said, what's up, coach? You sleep well? And I knew he was going to be great tonight, and he was. I mean, it was just a matter of time.
Okay, so that's Monty on Pastrnak, and he said, hey, oh, he was light and joking around at the morning skate. Marchand said something. Was it Marchand or Swayman? Somebody else said something very similar after the game and talked about that. So, I don't know, Pastrnak seemed like he was in good spirits, and they could tell this game was coming. I got something nice you say, by the way. I think it's easy to say that after the fact. You're shaking your head.
Because I think they're hearing it. I think they know that Milbury's going on the Greg Hill show, that there's a little bit of squawking going around about, hey, is Pasta, does he have an attitude right now? Is there something funky going on behind the scenes with this team? Like, where are the vibes at? That kind of dumb stuff that we love to talk about.
Yeah.
And I think that's a direct response. Pasta was so loose. He's so happy. He loves it so much here. It's everybody's favorite Pasta. He's always happy. He's always cheerful. And that's why he scored a goal.
Okay. So that was Montgomery, his perspective. What did Pastrnak say after getting called out in Game 6?
And what was it like to have him believe in you and just keep encouraging as you went through some struggles?
It obviously helped the certain individual, you know. You have this conversation with Jimmy, you know, he said the stuff he did after, was it after Game 6?
Yeah.
And, you know, I was, you know, I told him, like, if I'm the coach and you are me, I would say the same thing. So I had no problem with him saying that. You know, he's trying to bring the best out of every single player, you know, and he expects more. And how I said, I just took it as a man, you know, and try to be better. I admit it. I need to be better, you know, so, and I still have ways to be better.
Okay, so that's Pastrnak after the game. Taking the high road. Yeah, I would have said the same thing if the roles were reversed. Fine. Here's my real question about that first series and what the Bruins did last year against Florida. Is their collapse now done? Like, is that done hanging over their heads? Are they done answering for it? Or because it's Florida again, do they have to vanquish the Panthers to really erase that? Not to say that the choke doesn't exist. They had the greatest regular season ever, and they went out and lost in round one and blew a 3-1 lead. Coincidentally, when Bergeron came back, who they did not miss in this series.
You had to go there.
But, it's worth more than 15 minutes in. I feel like I can bring that up.
What restraint?
When it comes to, thank you. When it comes to that blown lead last year, is that done? Is that dead and buried because they advanced, because they were able to hold off a choking-ass team like the Leafs, or is it still hanging over their heads?
I think it's still kind of hanging over their heads because the teams are pretty similar. And I think it's hanging over their heads, again, like, I do think this upcoming series is so much about Pastrnak because of the guy on the other side and Matthew Tkachuk. Like, if you look at the way that those two play during the regular season at that position versus who they are in the playoffs— Tkachuk already has twice as many points as Pasta through their first round compared to the Bruins' first round. And look, it's maybe not fair to say coming off of the performance that Pasta just had in overtime, but I think, like, when you sit down and we're going to do an exercise in this and you go, who do I want out there in a playoff series? You know Pasta's the more talented guy. Like, he is the better hockey player. He's a better offensive weapon. But you look at what happens in the playoffs, and it's tough to talk about the mentality of this team when they advance, and now they're up against the Panthers again. I think they still have something to prove, even though they survived the first round.
Is it done, Arcan? It's Florida again, which is the weird part about this, and all they did was beat the Leafs, which everybody does.
I'd say the bad part's over, yes. I think it is. I don't think it's going to hang over them, because if they had lost that game 2 days ago, then they would have done something no team's ever done in any sport. You know, that would have made them all-time historical chokers, which that can't happen now. So I think in some sense, that's off their back. It's just beating Toronto, I understand that, and it's never going to take away the fact that they had that crazy regular season and then lost in the first round. But they were on the cusp of going down in the history books as, like, the worst choker in any sport. I'd say that sort of clears it out.
It's still Florida on the other side. And so any lead won't feel safe. You can't be up 3-1, 3-0 on Florida because it's Florida, and it's who beat you last year, and you need to knock them out. You need to knock them out to really, really erase it.
You do, but they're like not the like Florida's favored. You know, I think going into this, I think it's a different mindset certainly than it was against
all
Florida
they did
last
was beat
year,
Toronto
or
okay.
against Toronta. I know, but Florida's the considered the better
and
team.
And they did it in Most seven and overtime. They literally did the bare minimum to advance.
Look, all they did was beat Toronto. So like, I can't say anything's erased. Now, what was erased? I think, is Jim Montgomery's hot seat. I shouldn't say erased, but it was turned way, way down. So I don't know if they choke and blow another lead against Florida, then come talk to me. But largely, he's probably safe, right?
I don't know. I think so.
I think it's better for him.
I am very intrigued about what may be happening behind closed doors. And they're all saying nicey nice stuff because they just won and they're advancing. But I think he's probably safe, but I would say it's like 70-30.
What do you think?
I think he's much safer now because I do think the team likes him.
Well, if
I think
lost,
the team does
out.
Like him. If they lost, then he probably would have gotten fired because then they'd be the biggest chokers of all time. Like, there were big consequences to that game, I guess is the point. And the fact that you won that game and advanced, and now you're going in a series where people don't think you're going to win, if you lose that series, it's not as bad. So I think he's fine.
Look, I think if he loses in five games, it's a lot better than if they like blow a 3-2 or 3-1 lead and choke it away. And then he might not be safe, but largely he turned that heat way down. Sitting here today, I'd say he's back next year, but come talk to me at the end of this series. 617-779-7937. All your thoughts on the Bruins taking out the Toronto Maple Leafs, David Pastrnak finally stepping up in that series after getting called out by Jim Montgomery. What does that say about him? Is there any goalie discussion when it comes to Swayman and Ullmark? We think Swayman will get the start here tonight. Will we see Linus Ullmark? Should we see Linus Ullmark? And what's the biggest factor for the Bruins against the Panthers? Can they beat this team? They blew a 3-1 lead against them a year ago, as is well documented. Let's get some phone calls here. Bob's in New Hampshire. Get us started today, Bob.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
What do you guys want to know? What kind of opinion do you want me to tell you?
I want you to your number one strongest opinion, Bob. Whatever it says, you think they got beaten up physically in the first round.
It's the Bob Show.
Oh, they got beaten up physically in the first round, and now going against the Panthers, they're going to get beat up even more. I mean, that's exactly what happened last year. We've got talent, but we've got small guys, and we don't have anybody out there that can, you know, counteract that hit game. And that's what they're going to do to us. I mean, look at the trade we made for Maroon. I mean, the guy's hurt. We bring him in. Yeah, what did they used to call him? You know, but he's not that guy anymore.
He
was hitting people in the Toronto series, yeah.
Yeah, isn't this what Marina's for?
Okay, but the Florida physicality is a concern.
Definitely.
That's the size.
Like the Leafs, right, well, same. But the Leafs are just – the Leafs are a good matchup for the Bruins in part because they're giant chokers, but also because of that play style. I mean, they're not a heavy physical team. They're not. Florida is. And so – you know, can the Bruins handle that physicality? They could not last year, and they didn't do much to address that at the deadline. I think they were a tougher team a year ago.
Yeah, I'll be very curious. We haven't talked about him yet to see how Marchand handles it, because at the beginning of that last series, he was so present, and he was such a force out there and doing all his little Marchand tricks and getting in their heads and everything. And then he really, you know, flew under the radar for the last couple of games. So I know he's a little guy and everything, but I think he has to lead them in how they're going to handle the physicality, because it is going to be a different level.
It's never a good sign when the caller says, "What do you want?
What do you want me to say?
What do you want me to say? I don't know. What'd you call for? I don't know. It says here you wanted to talk about physicality. That's never the greatest sign. We'll get to more
of your
feedback,
though. It's
like
when the caller say thanks for the call, and it's like you called.
I just have to comment really quick on Arkan's man boobs.
Oh, is that the same guy?
No. No. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, but that's an example of a strong phone call.
Yeah. That's getting to the point.
Discussing Arkan.
That was a take.
Very super sweet man boobs.
No, that's not what they were.
You got some crazy ass nice man boobs, Arkan.
That's true.
I'm jealous.
That's a call. 617-779.
I just push them up a lot.
793-7. They were looking very perky late last week. That's true. You can weigh in on the Bruins and the Florida Panthers. What's the biggest factor in the Bees advancing? Again, is there a goalie decision? David Pastrnak, can you rely on him moving forward? Jump in there at 617-779-7937. We will get to the Patriots, not just their future quarterback, Drake May. We'll talk to his college head coach, Mac Brown, at 420. Here on WEEI, you can listen live on the Odyssey app. We're also going to talk about the Tom Brady roast in the 3 o'clock hour. We all have thoughts on that, including the relationships between Brady and Bill and Kraft and Bill all the way down. So we'll get to all that. Plus, when it comes to the Bruins moving on, past the Toronto Maple Leafs? Are they better off from that collapse last year? We'll get to it with all your phone calls after Trending with Arc.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.